Before we really dive in today, just a quick word about the supporter who helps make this possible, SafeServer. They're dedicated to hosting software like the kind we're discussing and supporting your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's unpack this. We're looking at something today that's, well, it's really changing how we think about using computers, especially when security is a big deal. Imagine this. What if your desktop, or even just your web browser, wasn't actually running on your physical computer?
Exactly. Instead, it's running somewhere else securely and just streamed to you. We're talking about Chasm workspaces and this idea of container streaming.
Right, so you open a browser tab, and boom, there's your secure environment.
That's the core idea. And, for anyone listening who's curious about secure remote access, but maybe finds the tech talk a bit much, things like zero trust or containerized desktop infrastructure, our mission today is pretty simple.
We're translating it, right? Making it clear.
Exactly. We want to give you a clear, practical understanding of what this means and why it matters. It's sort of a shortcut into this next wave of remote computing.
And the big takeaway, really, seems to be this. Whether it's a browser, an app, or a full desktop, it gets streamed to whatever device you have, wherever you are, your laptop, your tablet. It almost doesn't matter for security.
That's the promise. The device becomes less important than the secure access itself.
Okay, let's dig into the basics then. We've heard of VDI, virtual desktop infrastructure, for years. But the material we looked at really emphasizes that Chasm uses something different, a workspace streaming platform based on containerized desktop infrastructure, or CDI. Why is that difference so important?
Well, think of it like this. Old VDI was maybe like needing a whole separate car for every single trip you take. Each user needed a full copy of the operating system, like Windows, super heavy, resource intensive.
Right, I remember those being slow to start up.
Exactly. CDI, though, uses Linux containers. It's much more efficient. Think more like a modern hybrid car using a shared engine efficiently.
So everyone's using the same core engine, the Linux kernel, but they get their own isolated space.
Precisely. You share the underlying kernel, which saves a ton of resources, compute, memory, disk space. And this leads to two huge advantages: speed and efficiency. We're talking desktops booting up in seconds, literally seconds.
Not minutes like the old VDI.
No way. And that efficiency, that speed, is what makes it practical for these workspaces to be, well, disposable. You can create one instantly and destroy it just as fast.
And that disposable aspect is key for the security side, which I definitely want to get into. But hang on a sec. If I'm streaming a whole desktop through a browser tab, I'm thinking about lag. Is it going to feel sluggish compared to my local machine,
Yeah.
especially with graphics or video?
That's a fair question. And with older tech, maybe. But Chasm uses their own open source tech called Chasm VNC. It's not your grandpa's VNC.
Okay, so what's different about it?
It's specifically built for this job, streaming securely and efficiently to a web browser. It uses modern web protocols to send just the visual output, the pixels, to your browser tab. The result is remarkably smooth, low latency, and feels surprisingly close to native, even for demanding apps.
Got it. So the tech is there to make the experience good. And it's not just a small experiment, is it? The source mentioned over 100 million pulls on Docker Hub. That sounds like a lot.
It is. That kind of number shows serious adoption. It means hundreds of organizations, big ones, trust this approach. It's not just theory. It's verified enterprise-grade technology. It proves the container model works reliably at scale.
Which you'd need if you're spinning up and carrying down potentially thousands of these sessions constantly.
Absolutely. That reliability and scale are crucial for making this whole disposable model work seamlessly.
Okay, so speed, efficiency, scalability.
Yeah.
Check. Now, let's talk security. This seems to be where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
The core idea mentioned is browser isolation. How does that fit into this zero trust idea we hear so much about?
Right. Zero trust basically means don't trust anything by default, verify everything. Browser isolation is a perfect example of that in action. Let's say your computer is your house, right?
Okay, yeah.
Normally, when you browse the web, especially clicking unknown links or downloading files, you're potentially inviting threats into your house. Malware, ransomware.
You're letting them through the front door.
Exactly. Browser isolation puts a stop to that. The actual browsing, all the risky stuff, rendering web pages, running scripts, handling potentially malicious content happens outside your house. It happens remotely inside one of the secure disposable containers.
Ah, so the container is like a detached, secure shed where the risky stuff happens.
That's a great way to put it. The container acts as that zero trust secure web intermediary. All that comes back to your actual computer your house,
yeah.
is a safe stream of pixels showing you what's happening in the shed. The threat never gets near your local machine.
So I click on ransomware, it executes in that container,
which is running on a server somewhere else, completely isolated. And then when you're done, the container is destroyed, taking the ransomware with it. Your laptop, your phone, your tablet, they're completely removed from the attack surface for that web activity.
And the source mentioned this is coupled with controls for data loss prevention.
Yes, absolutely. It's not just about stopping threats coming in, it's also about controlling data going out. You can set very specific rules about what users can copy, paste, download, or upload between the remote session and their local device.
That leads us to the Chasm Cloud browser. This sounds like browser isolation offered as a service you can just sign up for. The idea of a truly disposable browser is fascinating. What does that really mean for a user day to day?
It's like having a magic reset button for your online identity and security for every single session. Every time you close that browser tab, the entire container environment it was running in is completely wiped. Poof, gone.
So no leftover malware?
None. No tracking cookies, no browser history lingering, no cached files, no session fingerprints that websites use to track you across visits. Every single time you start a new session, it's like using a brand new, perfectly clean, fully patched browser that has never touched the internet before.
You don't have to worry about clearing your cache or history because it's automatically obliterated.
Exactly. Ultimate digital hygiene, automatically enforced.
Okay, the source material brought up a really specific use case. OSINT open source intelligence, and something called managed attribution. That sounds pretty advanced. Why would researchers need that capability?
Well, think about it. If you're an investigator, maybe a journalist or intelligence analyst looking into sensitive topics or, say, tracking threat actors online, you absolutely cannot have your research activities traced back to you or your organization.
Because that could tick them off or reveal who's investigating them.
Precisely. It could compromise the entire investigation or even put people at risk. Managed attribution is designed to prevent that.
How does it work then? How does it hide the origin?
It ensures that all the technical details of your browsing session, the IP address your traffic seems to come from, the unique fingerprint of your browser, even the timing signals all appear to originate from a generic anonymous location in the public cloud, often somewhere geographically distant.
So it looks like the search is coming from some random cloud server, not my office.
Correct. And because that container running the browser is instantly destroyed after the session, there's no persistent link, no trail connecting that specific activity back to the actual user or their organization. It provides anonymity and security through that instant digital amnesia.
Okay, that makes sense for high security stuff. Let's pivot now to maybe more everyday business use and compliance.
Mm-hmm.
How does this container screaming translate into practical tools for remote work?
This is where we get into desktop as a service, or DAS. Instead of managing physical laptops for everyone, organizations can provide cloud desktops on demand. Users get access to a full desktop environment, Windows, Linux, maybe even macOS within seconds, just by opening the browser.
And it's scalable. Easy to add or remove users.
Infinitely scalable, essentially. And because it's streamed, the user experience is consistent whether they're using a low-powered Chromebook or a high-end workstation. Their secure work environment lives in the cloud, accessible from anywhere.
That flexibility sounds great. But what about a really common headache for IT legacy applications?
Yep.
You know, that one critical piece of software that only runs on an old version of Java or maybe uses Adobe Flash.
Oh, yeah, the bane of many IT departments. They can't update the operating system because it breaks the app, but running the old stuff is a massive security risk.
Right. So how does this help?
This is where app streaming becomes a lifesaver. Chasm allows organizations to host those legacy applications, Flash, old Java, whatever it is, inside one of these secure, isolated containers.
Ah, so the risky old app runs remotely in its own little sandbox.
Exactly. The user accesses it through their browser, just like any other web app. It works, they can do their job, but the application itself, with all its potential vulnerabilities, never gets installed on their local machine. It stays contained.
The risk is quarantined, basically. And when they close the tab?
The container and the risk disappears. No installation, no local maintenance burden, and the security hole is plugged. It's a fantastic way to handle technical debt and keep essential but outdated systems running safely.
Let's bring in those examples from the source material to make it real. There was a realtor mentioned. Why would a realtor need this? Seems like an everyday job.
Well, think about Diane, the realtor. Her job involves constantly visiting unfamiliar websites from clients, opening documents attached to emails from unknown senders, checking various webmail accounts.
Okay, yeah, lots of potential phishing links and dodgy attachments there.
Right. So she used a Chasm Cloud desktop. All that potentially risky activity happened in the disposable cloud environment. If she clicked a bad link or opened a malicious PDF, it hit the container, not her personal computer where she keeps client info and financials. Peace of mind.
Makes sense. And then there was the cybersecurity principle using it for threat intelligence.
Yeah.
That ties back to the OSINT and managed attribution we discussed.
Exactly. It perfectly illustrates that high-end security use case hunting for threats online, anonymously and safely, knowing that the malware they might encounter is completely isolated and disposable.
It really shows the range, doesn't it? From protecting a realtor, opening emails, to securing an advanced threat hunter.
It does. The core principle of secure, disposable, streamed environments applies across the board.
Okay, one more critical area for businesses.
Compliance.
Dealing with regulations like SOC2, NIST, HIPAA, ISO. It's complex.
Yeah.
How does a platform like this help?
It helps significantly. A major part of compliance is controlling where sensitive data lives and who can access it and how. Because Chasm keeps the applications and data within the organization's controlled infrastructure, it never actually resides on the user's potentially insecure personal device. It simplifies things dramatically.
So the data doesn't leak out onto unmanaged laptops.
Correct. It acts as a secure gateway to corporate resources. You access what you need through the secure stream, but the data itself stays put. This reduces the need for traditional VPNs, which can have their own vulnerabilities, and it makes demonstrating control for audits much easier. You're minimizing the data leakage risk right at the point of access.
We've covered a lot of ground, the tech, the security, the applications. Something else that stood out for the material was the platform's flexibility and openness. They offer a community edition.
They do, yes. It's free for individuals, home lab users, nonprofits, testing. It shows a commitment to, you know, not just being a closed-off enterprise product. They want people tinkering and building.
And for developers who want to build on it.
There's a developer API. If you want to integrate this streaming capability into your own custom applications, the tools are there.
The source also mentioned specific tools for deployment, Ansible, and Terraform. Now, why should someone who isn't an IT pro care about those names?
Well, those names signal that this platform is built for the real world of modern IT. Ansible and Terraform are the standard ways large organizations automate deploying and managing software, whether it's on their own servers or in the cloud.
So it means Chasm can be rolled out quickly, reliably, automatically, at scale.
Exactly. It's about infrastructure as code, repeatable, consistent deployments, fewer errors, faster scaling. Shows it's designed to integrate smoothly into existing enterprise workflows, whether on-premise or multi-cloud.
And they provide ready-made workspace images too, right? Like pre-built browsers and desktops.
Yes, a whole library of them, plus extensive documentation. The goal seems to be making it accessible, whether you're just starting and need a secure browser quickly or you're a large enterprise planning a complex deployment.
That modularity and flexibility seems key to serving such different needs.
Definitely. It has to be adaptable.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. We've gone on quite a journey from just thinking about software on our own computers. What's the big picture here?
At the end of the day, the real power of something like Chasm Workspaces is its ability to securely isolate and stream whatever digital tool you need, a browser, a specific app, even a full desktop. By making that environment containerized, disposable, and delivered through a zero trust stream.
It makes your actual physical device, your laptop or phone, almost irrelevant from a security standpoint for that task.
Exactly. The risk stays contained in the cloud in that ephemeral session, and then it just evaporates. It fundamentally shifts where the security boundary lies.
So here's a thought to leave you with. If your browser effectively becomes the universal application, and every session you run inside it can be completely disposable, secure, maybe even untraceable,
yeah.
What's the most valuable piece of tech you actually own? Is it the physical device in your hands, or is it just the key, the access method, that lets you into these secure cloud environments?
Something to think about, for sure. The value shifts from the endpoint to the secure access.
Indeed. And once again, a big thank you to our supporter SafeServer for helping us bring you this deep dive. Remember, they handle hosting for software like this and support digital transformation. Check them out at www.safeserver.ed. Join us next time as we explore another piece of technology shaping our future.